From Spark and Anvil and Rupture Repair, this is See It in Chapter 1 of the Rupture Repair cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
See It froze with one hoof hanging in the air. She was a soft, warm russet deer, halfway through a step across the schoolyard, and she stayed exactly like that, ears perked, eyes wide, hoof up. Because a second ago, her elbow had knocked a smaller kid's lunch tin clean off the wall, and it had rolled, and the kid's face had gone tight and small. The easy thing would have been to keep walking, pretend the tin was already on the ground, pretend she hadn't seen the face go tight. Lots of kids did that, but See It held still in the middle of her step, and she looked, really looked, at what had just happened. "I see that," she said, not loud, just steady. "I bumped your tin off the wall." The kid blinked at her, surprised anyone had stopped. That was the whole thing See It did. All day, everywhere she went, she paused in the middle of a step when something happened, instead of hurrying past it. She didn't decide yet what to do about it. She just refused to pretend it hadn't happened at all, because the pretending, she'd learned this young, is its own second scrape on top of the first.
When See It was small, her family were deer watchers in a forest village. That meant her mother and father spent their days out among the wild deer herd, noticing. Noticing when one deer limped. Noticing when a young one got separated from the others. Noticing when something in the herd was quietly wrong. They never went and fixed it. You can't walk up to a wild deer and fix its day. So the whole job was the noticing itself, paying attention on purpose. She remembered walking the tree line beside her mother one gray morning, when her mother stopped mid-stride, one boot still lifted, and went very quiet. "There," her mother murmured. "See her? The one at the edge. Something's different about her today." See It looked and looked until she saw it too, a doe standing a little apart, holding one leg careful. And her mother didn't rush to it, and didn't look away either. She just stood in her half step and let herself see. "That's the practice, love," her mother said. "You don't pretend she's fine. You don't fall to pieces about her either. You just let yourself see that today she's carrying something." See It practiced that pause for years, out among the trees, standing still in the middle of a step, letting the thing be true. It turned out people worked the same way as deer, in this one respect. The ones who got hurt could tell, instantly, whether you'd let yourself see it or slid your eyes away.
She walked to the Rupture Repair Academy the spring she turned 23, and Mend, the mentor, a calm needle and thread figure who watched more than she spoke, met her at the gate. "Show me," Mend said. "What is the first step when someone gets hurt?" Sia didn't recite anything. She just did the thing. She lifted one hoof mid-step and held it there, ears up, and looked steadily at Mend as if Mend were the tin rolling off the wall. "I don't pretend it didn't happen," See It said. "I pause right here in the middle of moving, and I let myself see it. I say what I see. Something happened, and either it's something I did, or it's how something landed for you. Either way, we start from there. Nobody has to drown in blame first." Mend was quiet a long moment, the way she was. Then she gave the smallest nod. "You may stay."
In the classroom, See It always started the same way, and it made the little ones laugh every time. Because she'd walk in briskly, then stop dead with one hoof in the air like a statue, and just hold it. She'd hold it until they went quiet. "The first move," she'd say, still frozen mid-step, "is this. You notice. You don't hurry past." One day, a worried-looking student named Pell put up a paw. Pell had shoved a friend's tower of blocks over, and the friend had walked away. And Pell had spent the whole morning insisting to himself it was no big deal. "But if I say I see it," Pell said, "doesn't that mean I'm the bad guy? That the whole thing's my fault?" See It finally set her hoof down and came over and sat with him. "No," she said gently. "Listen, there's a difference, and it matters. you can say, "I see what happened. I see it landed hard on him." That's not the same as saying, "I'm a terrible person." One is you being honest about the moment. The other is you piling rocks on your own back. She tapped the fallen blocks. Sometimes it landed because of what you did. Sometimes it landed even though you meant nothing by it. Both are worth seeing. Neither one means you have to hate yourself. Watch. "I see what happened," or "I see how it landed." That word "or" is doing a lot of quiet work. It keeps the door open instead of slamming it on your own paw. Pell breathed out, slower this time. "So I just see it, without deciding I'm the worst." "That's the whole first step," she said. "Just that."
Later, when the room had emptied, Pell lingered by the door. "It didn't feel as scary as I thought," he said, "saying I saw it." Siet smiled and did her mid-step pause one more time, just for him, hoof up, ears perked, holding still. She felt it right there in her own chest whenever she did this. Not the sharp squeeze of guilt, but something steadier and easier, like a held breath finally let go. Her shoulders sat lower. Her stomach stopped its little flip. Nothing had to be fixed yet. Nothing had to be blamed yet. She just let the true thing be true and stayed standing. "That's the feeling," she told him softly. "Steady, not squeezed. That little bit of room in your chest, that's what noticing feels like when you stop pretending. We can start from there." Pell grinned, his shoulders loose now, his breath slow and calm, and Siet felt that same warmth settle steady in her own chest. Unsqueezed, unhurried, glad.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever, curriculum aligned to Siet. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.